At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Nashville's Fraternal Order of Police is pushing back against a Metro Council proposal that would create a civilian board to review police actions. Although some council members expressed serious reservations about the proposal, the bill by Councilman Scott Davis was allowed to move ahead to a second of three readings on a voice vote during the November 7 council session. Current FOP President James Smallwood says his member officers are strongly opposed to this type of civilian review.
I think it is a solution that is in search of a problem that does not exist in Nashville. And for whatever perceived problem there is, this would not be a solution.
Smallwood contends there are already several layers of civilian review, including the Civil Service Commission, the council itself, and the grand jury system. For his part, Councilman Davis noted that he personally had been racially profiled and falsely arrested by a Metro officer. Davis grew agitated when motions were made to defer action on his bill so that the issue could be studied further.
We've been screaming out there for years in this community. I'm sorry. It's not politically correct, and I apologize, but dang it, something's got to happen.
The Davis bill won't get a second reading until January. The councilman promised to get more input from the community in the meantime, including from law enforcement. And that's local news for this hour. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation and Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.